Welcome to Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and you are listening to WJJG AM 1530, Chicago's hometown station, owned by the most awesome Joe Gentile. We are also streaming live on the web at WJJGAM1530.com. We are on every Thursday, and thank you again for tuning in to Aging Info Radio. If you've missed a past show, they are archived at our website at aginginforadio.com. Today is a special day as it is my brother Michael Billings' birthday. If you are listening, Michael, happy birthday wishes to you and enjoy your day. Back in March, I had a friend of mine and a radio host on, Cindy Laverty. She was my guest. She wrote a book called Caregiving, Elder Care Made Clear and Simple. Well, Cindy has just launched a new website, thecarecompany.biz, and the Care Company is dedicated to creating a nation of empowered caregivers, those who thrive in a role, not just survive. So once again, visit her site at thecarecompany.biz. Going back about 10 years ago, I got the opportunity to tour many of the different senior housing communities in the six counties covering the Chicagoland area. I found that there were very many variables from one to another, just like any type of housing. I did come across a community in Oak Brook, and I've always felt it is a hidden gem tucked away that more people need to know about. The community is Maze Lake Village, which is owned and operated by Franciscans. The community has provided affordable senior housing since 1964 and is the home to 750 individuals, with the average resident being 80 years young. These well elderly have the ability to care for themselves in a residence that allows each person their independence in a caring environment. So much is available at Maze Lake Village for their residents. Maze Lake is one of the largest federally funded senior developments in the United States and is considered one of the country's outstanding HUD projects and has become a model for other residential communities that offer affordable senior housing. I have the honor of having three in-studio guests with me today. And two of them are residents of Maze Lake Village, and you're going to hear all about Maze Lake Village, and best of all, from two consumers' point of view. What could be better than that? Not only is Maze Lake Village an extraordinary senior housing community, it takes the staff to make a community a home for others. The staff is no exception at Maze Lake Village, and my first guest is Colleen Say. And Colleen is a gerontologist and associate director at Maze Lake Village. Colleen has made a career spanning nearly 20 years of serving older adults and working across the continuum of care, working cooperatively with various disciplines that serve the senior population. Colleen has spent the last 9 years serving the housing and support needs of over 600 low to moderate income seniors at Maze Lake Village in Oak Brook. Colleen's experience in the aging field has led to numerous opportunities to advocate and educate others facing seniors of the issues facing seniors today, including she's serving as a White House Conference on Aging delegate, a local legislative advisory council member on senior issues. She's a lecturer at DePaul University, Eastern Illinois University, and Midwestern University. She's a faculty presenter at the national conferences, including the American Society on Aging, the National Council on Aging, the Association of Gerontology and Higher Education. And Colleen's list goes on and on. She lives in Downers Grove, has two teenage children, and enjoys playing golf badly. Welcome. Oh, another thing, too, she is the team captain for Team Eileen, her family's team name for the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's in Naperville coming up on September 25th. Welcome, Colleen, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you and Fran and Doris with me as well today, and we're going to meet Fran and Doris a little later. Would you like, Colleen, to say hello to any of your family, friends, or fans?
Well, I think the biggest fans that we are all probably going to say hello to is our residents there at Maze Lake Village who are tuning in. Thank you, Haley Barres, for overcoming technical difficulties today to make that possible. So, hello, everybody.
Hello, Maze Lake residents.
Yes.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio. I'm glad to have you listening. Now, Colleen, Maze Lake has been around since the 1960s, and I'm wondering why it is that, you know, a lot of people do not know about it or have not heard about it. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think part of that is, you know, so much of what we're able to do is really word of mouth. We have, I'm proud to say, second generations now moving into Maze Lake Village. We need to advertise according to our HUD guidelines, but so much is done when residents, so much of our advertisement is done with our residents who have good experiences, who tell family, friends, neighbors, relatives, and that is our best recruitment. So I think most people haven't heard about it because we recruit from within, and we're tucked back in beautiful residential Oak Brook, and so a lot of times people don't see us in driving by. So I think that's part of it.
A tucked away secret, right?
It is. It is indeed. It's beautiful.
What do you think makes it so unique?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that make Maze Lake unique. We're owned and operated, as you mentioned, by the Franciscans, and we work in partnership with the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. So we're fortunate to offer six buildings right on our beautiful campus, whereas most places that offer affordable housing do so at separate locations. And I think when most people hear affordable housing, they have a negative image, but Maze Lake, as you mentioned, it's home to over 600 seniors on a sprawling campus, tucked away in a residential area. And so much of our success, as I mentioned, is in serving seniors that's passed along from resident to resident, recruiting other people who might qualify for the housing. As you mentioned, we've been around for 40 years, and we have people living at Maze Lake Village for as long as 25 years or more, independently.
Oh, that's great.
It is wonderful. They're inspiring.
I would think, too, with the residents that live there, being able to bring in their friends, that has to also be a really great thing.
It is. And, you know, sometimes people don't even realize that they know other residents at Maze Lake Village, but the old home weeks that we have all the time, people who grew up together, went to school together. I know Doris and Fran have many of those stories they've shared with me, so that makes a big difference.
Well, I hope to hear a few of them. Now, you have a wellness center on site. What is offered at your wellness center?
A lot of times people think when I say wellness center that I'm talking about an exercise center, but I'm actually talking about a location on our campus where multiple health providers keep regular office hours in a clinic-type environment. It's run by our wellness center director, Karen Gibson, and she and all of her nurses are RNs, and they provide support for our residents as they age. They promote healthy aging in a clinic-type environment. So we have three physicians who keep regular office hours, a podiatrist, massage therapist, an audiologist, and we just added a dentist. And they offer support groups, everything from Alcoholics Anonymous through low vision, and exercise groups like Tai Chi and line dancing. So they do a great job really just promoting healthy aging through the aging spectrum.
Oh, that's so great to have it on site.
It is. It's wonderful. It's very convenient, centrally located to our residents, and we're in a brand new location over there right off of our main entrance. So that was brand new to us just about 2 years ago.
Yeah, and speaking of on site, when I toured Maze Lake years ago, the dining room was huge. There was so much activity going on in the dining room, I wanted to go in there and find out what was happening. What is your dining site like, and do you serve meals, three meals a day?
Well, the dining room is really there for nutritional support, and Tracy Jensen and her team do a great job. Each apartment really comes equipped with a full kitchen, so the expectation is that residents are really preparing meals on their own. But our restaurant-style dining room is open Monday through Friday for breakfast and lunch, and residents are given a menu a month in advance, so they can decide if they want to take a trip over to the dining room or not. But and then if they decide to eat in the dining room, our residents are waited on by our wait staff. But for so many of our residents, they're on the go, and they like to go to the snack shop and get their meals to go. And they can also purchase grocery items like bread, milk, eggs, cheese, and Tracy just recently added some small household items like paper towels and toilet paper. So they do a great job offering a wide variety of services and foods in our dining room.
Oh, that's so great. Now, do most people eat the breakfasts and lunches there and then have dinner in their own apartments?
I would say that most people actually eat breakfast and lunch, you know, outside of the dining room. They are required to purchase a $65 a month meal card, which takes care maybe of about 10 meals per month. I say it's the best meal I get all day, my poor children, but I love it when they make lunch for me. And a lot of times what people do is they split that lunch portion in half, and then people have a dinner meal, or they save it for later in the week.
I see. Now, you have a life enrichment program there. What's that all about?
Oh, do we ever. Haley Barres runs our diverse life enrichment program. There's so much happening. They send out a newsletter door-to-door every month letting residents know what's available. And I was taking a look at June's newsletter just to see how long it was, and it was 17 pages long with page after page of opportunities for our residents to get involved. And whether they want educational classes, entertainment, volunteer options, or taking some of the fun trips into the community. Haley she's like all of us, she's got a big job. We have one of our buildings that is not subsidized by HUD, so you can be 55 years of age or older to move into that building. And I also have residents in my subsidized buildings who live to over 100. So Haley has the exciting challenge of coming up with programming that meets the needs of a 45-year age span. And I just think that's so exciting. If you think for yourself what you thought was entertaining or fun 20 years ago, that may have really changed. So she's got a dynamic approach in trying to recruit many different residents with various interests.
Oh, that's so great. Now, I know that with the HUD, it's also a way to help people out who need affordable housing and assistance programs. And we're going to find out more about that right after our commercial break. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
Divine Providence Home Health Care brings quality medical care home, where recovery is faster and where patients want to be. Medicare rates Divine Providence as one of the country's best home care providers, offering patients independence with custom care. Once a patient qualifies for home care, Medicare pays 100%. Divine Providence Home Health Care therapists, RNs, social workers, and home health aides work throughout Chicago. They are experts in rehabilitation, in-home laboratory testing, and post-surgical care, among many other services. Doctor's home visits can also be arranged. For the best possible recovery, call for a free consultation, 855-4-CARE-AT-HOME, or 855-422-7328. For patients of Divine Providence Home Health Care, nothing heals like home. Call 855-422-7328. 7328.
Wait a minute. You're 65, and you're 65, and you are too? You guys are the early boomers. And I heard the senior population is going to increase by 40% within the next 5 years. I believe we are on the forefront of a silver tsunami. Thursdays at 1 o'clock, join Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. Our guests will bring their expertise to topics of interest. If you would like to be an expert guest or sponsor Aging Info Radio, call us at 877-704-1530 or email info@aginginforadio.com. I am Sue Sawacki, your host on Aging Info Radio, WJJG, AM 1530.
Attention wartime veterans and spouses. Are you getting the veterans benefits you deserve? VA pension with aid in attendance pays up to $1,949 a month to help you pay for in-home care or community-based care. Call Wealth Care Consultants at 800-213-8469 to determine your eligibility. 800-213-8469. Or visit our website at aid-attendance.com. That's AID-attendance.com. Wells Care Consults is not affiliated with the Veterans Administration.
Are you in need of continuing medical education units? Well, I may have the answer for you. Hi, this is Dr. Wayne Chickowitz. The American College of Physical Medicine is a medical association dedicated to several healthcare professionals licensed in the state of Illinois. If you're a massage therapist, physical therapist, occupational therapist, athletic trainer, dietitian, or naturopath seeking CEUs, please contact the American College of Physical Medicine at 847-521-ACPM or 847-521-2276 or go to the website www.acopm.org. The American College of Physical Medicine, serving your needs.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and I'm with Colleen Say from MaysLake.com. And Mays Lake website, as I just said, is MaysLake.com, but their phone number is 630-850-8232. And I also wanted to remind you that you should dig out your poodle skirt and leather jacket and join us for the Rocking 50s Sock Hop this year at the Senior Lifestyle Expo. This expo is the Midwest's largest expo focusing on senior lifestyle products and services. So save that date of August 30th and 31st at Drury Lane in Oak Brook. You can get free tickets for the expo at seniorlifestyleexpo.org. Once again, that's August 30th and 31st. Now, we were going to find out about, let's see, before we went to break, about affordable housing and a little bit about your assistance programs at Mays Lake. What are those about?
Well, the programs that we connect them with is through the department I work in, and I'm a gerontologist, and I work in social services, and our director, Dee Sustek, and my colleague, Carrie Westland, are both licensed clinical social workers. And we make it our job to stay informed about the different government programs, the eligibility guidelines. There's been some cutbacks in those programs. So what we like to do is reach out to our residents and help them enroll in programs like Circuit Breaker, Energy Assistance, Medicaid, Medicare. So there's somebody right there on site helping people, support them, and navigate through those various programs. Every program is different with different guidelines. We also help pass along available services like transportation from the community, reputable in-home support, affordable legal and financial services. So going out into the community is a very important piece of what we do. Most recently, we worked with ComEd and NICOR through Honeywell Solutions to bring more energy-efficient measures right to our residents in three of our buildings. They were all upgraded in various areas of their apartment. The energy and money that will be saved has a direct impact on Mays Lake Villas residents and our planet, which is a very real and measurable success for our community and certainly the social services department at Mays Lake.
Going green there, huh?
We are trying.
Oh,
we are trying.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, Mays Lake Village is run by the Franciscans, and how much interaction, you know, do the friars have with the residents?
We've got a strong Franciscan presence on our campus through the friars, and also a number of our residents are Third Order Franciscans. Father Larry, our president, can be seen regularly saying Mass at Our Lady's Chapel. Our Lady's Chapel is located right on site and is also a parish. And Father's department also runs all of the fundraisers for the village. Father David is our chaplain, and he also says Mass at Our Lady's Chapel. He is also teaching art to our residents, and he brings his talents from the Art Institute of Chicago right to our residents. So at any age, if they want to pick up a brush or refine their skills, he's there to do that. Father Larry and Father David both live on campus at Mays Lake, and you'll also see Father Kieran from time to time holding Bible study and coordinating monthly meetings with our Third Order Franciscan residents. And of course, our board members also are Franciscan friars, some of them.
I see. Now, many different retirement communities offer the different levels of care. What options are available at Mays Lake?
Well, really, Mays Lake Village is an independent retirement community. The expectation when somebody moves into Mays Lake is that they are able to manage their own affairs, from finances to health. So, but independent, as you know, Sue, that phrase has really changed over time. Where a person was using a cane or a walker some years ago, somehow they were not considered independent. So that definition has broadened, and Maze Lake's no different, and we really try to support our residents as they age in place successfully. So, as I mentioned earlier, people living there for 25 years, sometimes they do need just a little extra support. But because you need housekeeping services doesn't mean that you're not independent enough to live on your own. So we are open to that, but we do not provide those services. We certainly help coordinate those. We have very reputable referrals that we make. People are welcome to have those in their homes, just like you might, you know, living out in your home.
Mm-hmm. So what you do is with all the different in-home care agencies out there, you can refer one of your residents to who you work with indirectly.
Yes, it's agencies that we trust. And as you know, there's hundreds of these agencies in the state, and they are competitors of each other. So the social workers, the social service staff, and the wellness staff got together for the better part of 2 years and interviewed one agency after another in order to come up with a reputable list of providers. And we settled on four providers. And we have two that provide medical assistance and two that really provide the non-medical. And so we work with CNS Home Health and Hospice and also Elmhurst Memorial Hospital Home Health and Hospice to provide the medical piece if residents need that support. And then the non-medical is really All Trust Home Care and Home Instead. And these agencies really understand and support our mission. Outside of providing these services that they're paid for, they've been very charitable to our residents, bringing in numerous education programs at no cost to our residents. So they understand and support our residents, and they've been wonderful partners to us.
Oh, that's so great. Now, moving can be a difficult decision regardless of your age. What do you think the primary reasons are that people move or do choose Maze Lake?
Well, I think by reputation, you know, that's really one thing that draws residents to Maze Lake. The other thing, one of the responsibilities that I have is for people that would be applying to one of the buildings that I'm assigned to for my caseload, I would be one of the people interviewing the residents. And Mike Frigo, our vice president, also is part of that interview process. And we find that people primarily report three different reasons for moving into Maze Lake. Socialization is one. A lot of times people are either living with family or they're living in a community where people their own age have moved out. So socialization is one. Being closer to family is another if they've moved far away from family. And we have residents moving closer to their family members who live in the western suburbs. And then, of course, affordability, mm-hmm. since that's really primarily our mission.
Now, how has Maze Lake Village changed over the years?
Well, I think a big piece is the aging in place. Mm-hmm. That whole trend of allowing people to live safely in their homes through the home and community-based services boom we don't just see here at Maze Lake Village. That's a national trend. And so allowing people to do that safely in their homes, that's one way that we've definitely changed over the years. We don't have nearly the wait list. Our reputation seems to have been that we have to wait years and years and years to get into Maze Lake Village, and I would not say that that's the case anymore. And then ironically, you know, you have people who are moving in younger right now because of bankruptcies, foreclosures, unemployment. So I'm seeing a younger group of people move in. And at the opposite side of the continuum, people who are not moving necessarily right away for that affordability, they are delaying that move to Maze Lake Village until their late 70s, sometimes even early 80s. And it ends up being a wonderful place for no matter where you are in that aging or that spectrum. But those are the main differences that I've seen, how we've grown over the years insofar as services and support for our residents.
Now, how does your wait list work?
A person needs to apply to Maze Lake Village. You first need to ask yourself if you meet age guidelines. And in five out of our six buildings, those are subsidized by HUD. And so HUD makes those rules, and we abide by those rules. So you need to be 62 years of age or older to live in our subsidized buildings. And those are all one-bedroom apartments. And in most of those buildings, your annual income needs to be $26,200 or less, or $29,950 or less if you're a couple. So that $26,200 is for a single person. And then we have some higher income buildings, but it's still 62 years of age or older. And for those buildings, it's $41,900 or less for a single person and $47,900 or less for a couple. And I mentioned that one of our buildings is not subsidized by HUD, but they are subsidized slightly by the Franciscan Friars, and those buildings are 1, 2, and 3-bedroom townhomes. So we are actually opening our waiting list on the 24th of this month at Mays Lake Village, giving tours from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for those 1, 2, and 3-bedroom townhomes. So come out and take a look. And if you're over 55 and you want a wonderful place to live, we'd love it if you checked us out.
And once again, Mays Lake is located at 1801 35th Street in Oak Brook, and their phone number is 630-850-8232, and that was June 24th, right?
That is June 24th.
And just ask for Colleen.
No, don't. Right? You certainly could. I'd be happy to either point you in the right direction or certainly help you out myself. Yes, that's wonderful.
Now, is that an all-day event, or how long does that go for?
It's not an all-day event. It's 9 to 10. We offer the tours. And then really, you know, that's a wonderful part about opening our waiting list for this particular building is people can see if it makes good sense for them. And for whatever the reason, people, if they can see themselves living long-term in that apartment, we'll invite them to come back over to the senior center, formally complete an application. Because this is a non-subsidized building, we do collect a $25 processing fee with the application. And then they will meet with one of our staff who's worked at Mays Lake, myself being one of them, and we'll advise whether or not, we'll answer any questions and advise whether or not we think that it's a great idea based on the needs that they express to us.
Okay, now the housing industry all over has been affected by the economic downturn. How has this impacted Mays Lake Village?
I would say that it's impacted Mays Lake in a couple of ways. Number one, as I mentioned earlier, we are seeing younger people applying for Mays Lake due to job loss, foreclosure, and bankruptcy. In fact, some of our own residents are experiencing more financial hardship due to the higher cost at the grocery store, the gas pump. Programs are being cut. And some of our residents who were still working up until just recently are losing their jobs due to unemployment or needs for cutbacks. And some have even lost their pension benefits. So people are moving in younger. The other part of that, how we have been affected by the housing market, is many people cannot sell their homes. And they would take an absolute huge cut on their equity that wouldn't nearly be the savings that they thought they would have. So people are delaying moving into Mays Lake Village. So that's made things tough all the way around.
Now, if someone is looking for housing, what should they know that you may not have covered yet about Mays Lake before they apply?
Well, just that eligibility criteria, I think that's one. And then the other piece is, you know, are you independent in your daily functioning? Are you able to manage all of your own daily functioning, from finances to health care? That's really something that we do ask that residents are able to do before they move in. And other than that, if you are ready for community living, which is not for everybody, but if you are ready for it, then we would invite you to apply.
And real quick, what size are the apartments?
On average, those are about 500 square feet, and what we rent out right now for the subsidized buildings are all one-bedroom apartments. In other words, HUD is not building two bedrooms. For people who do not need the subsidy, we do have those 1, 2, and 3-bedroom townhomes also available.
And they say it takes a village, but how do you actually meet the needs of so many seniors living in one place?
Well, that's a great question. Well, we don't do it alone. I'm proud to say that I can look at our multidisciplinary team and know that each one of our departments is working very hard to build relationships within and outside of Mays Lake Village, not only to understand what our residents want and bring as much to our residents as possible. So sometimes that means working hard to stay abreast of all the new developments in the aging field, what programs and services are being offered, and what kind of grants might be available. And it takes a village, but we bring as much as we can in-home to our residents so we can be self-sustaining and bring the experts in to bring our well-deserving residents everything they need to age in place successfully.
Well, I can tell you are very passionate about your job. What is the best part of working for Mays Lake Village, Kelly?
Oh, my gosh. You know, every day I get to do something different. My days are absolutely unpredictable. And as a result, there's always something new to pursue or a challenge to tackle. And the field of aging is ironically very young. And so every day I get a chance to serve the population that I've been passionate about my whole life. So when I refine my skills or expand the arsenal of programs for our residents, I get to contribute to this wonderful field of aging and at the same time serve the residents of Maze Lake who inspire me every single day. And you'll hear from two of them here in just a moment. So it's an honor to be there. And I think Maze Lake offers me an opportunity to be very creative, and that's where my strong suit is.
Oh, that's so great. And what would you give as your words of wisdom today?
You know, people ask me that. You know, you work with aging. What can you do to age successfully? And honestly, no matter what the age is, it's lifestyle choice. It is lifestyle. You can really change the way you age by making healthy lifestyle choices, be that nutrition, be that mental health, just taking very good care of your health through food, activity, being engaged, being social, and finding a purpose. Get up in the morning and do something that's important to you, and that will absolutely change the way you age.
Oh, that's so great and very true. And I'm sure at Maze Lake Village, many of your residents have all the activities going on to keep moving them forward and keep them aging younger, right?
It's true. It's
absolutely
true.
This is Aging Info Radio. Don't go away. I've got two guests coming on. They're actual residents of Maze Lake Village, and we'll be right back.
Is living independently important to you? Would you like to remain in your home but worry that help won't be there when you need it most? Speak to Robert Rivera. He and the folks at ADT have protected American homes and businesses for more than 135 years. And now, through its companion service, you will feel the same security, knowing that you can obtain emergency help with just the push of a button. ADT's companion service can provide stress-free independence while you remain in the comfort of your own home. Once installed, you will have two-way communication with trained ADT specialists, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not only is ADT's personal emergency response system easy to use, but it comes with a lifetime service guarantee and flexible contract. For a free, no-obligation consultation, call Robert Rivera, 224-627-2111 for more information. 224-627-2111. Don't delay. Peace of mind is a phone call away.
Can you believe how much everything costs these days? From medicine to groceries, just to name a few. If you're a homeowner 62 years of age or more, a government-backed reverse mortgage might be just the thing to help you with your expenses. Imagine eliminating your current mortgage bill or credit card bills, or maybe get a monthly check to pay for needed expenses like caregiving so that you can remain in your home. If you're an aging couple, what happens when you lose your spouse and their Social Security goes away? Why not meet with a local representative and learn more about how reverse mortgages work? Maybe it's something for you. Mortgage Enterprises Senior Division, Senior Lending Options, has reverse mortgage representatives that will meet with you in the convenience of your home at no charge or obligation. Call Senior Lending Options today for a free brochure or to arrange a meeting. 630-571-5600. That's 630-571-5600. Mortgage Enterprises, NMLS number 194215.
When my father fell and broke his hip, I knew the time had come. He could no longer be left alone. We thought about having him move in with us, but my husband and I both work full-time, and with two kids in college and our own retirement on the horizon, every dollar counts. Worrying about Dad was keeping me up at night, distracting me at work during the day. I didn't know where to turn. And then I heard about Suburban Home Care. They hire licensed certified nursing assistants and home health aides to come into your home for as little as 2 hours a day up to round-the-clock care. Dad made it very clear he didn't want to go into a nursing home, and I don't blame him. Now, I can sleep easy at night and work more focused during the day, knowing that Dad is safe in the comfort of his own home and in good hands. It's one of the best phone calls I've ever made. Because I care, I chose Suburban Home Care.
For more information, call 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and I'm sure you've heard about reverse mortgages, the positives and the negatives. Get the truth from Mortgage Enterprises located in Oak Brook, Illinois. They will assist you with your questions. If you want to learn more about the new low-cost reverse mortgage program, call Mortgage Enterprises at 630-571-5600. You can also click on their ad at the Aging Info Radio website, which is agingradio.com, and be linked directly to their site. Once again, that's Mortgage Enterprises. I'm here with Doris Rossetti, who is a Mays Lake Village resident. And welcome, Doris, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue.
Well, I appreciate you coming in today, and I really appreciate you being on as my guest. And would you like to say hello to anyone out there?
Well, all my Mays Lake resident friends and relatives, everybody.
All right. Hello. Hello from Doris, right? Tell me a little bit about yourself, Doris.
Well, I was born and raised in Chicago on the west side, mostly the Garfield Park area. My parents' brother deceased, and my sister came over from Calabria, Italy in 1930. I was made in the USA.
All right. Okay. And how many years young, or do you want to say? You don't have to.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. No, I'm glad to be living this long, 80 years old.
Oh, you're 80 years young. That's what I say after meeting you. Absolutely. Now, you have been a resident at Mays Lake for how long?
14 and a half years.
And, wow, that's a long time. You like living there, don't you?
I love it.
Oh, now, how did you learn about Mays Lake?
About 16 years ago, I came to visit a friend that lived at Mays Lake. She's now 103 years old and is living in a nursing home. After my visit with my friend, I sent for an application. At that time, you went on the long or short list. I was on the long list for about a year and a half.
And when you were on that list, did they call you periodically, or did you call and get updates?
No, that's why we went on the long and short list.
Oh, on both.
When you're
okay.
Ready, yes, you would call. Yeah.
Now, why did you seek out Mays Lake?
Well, I lost my job after 17 years with the company. They closed. No pension or benefits, and I was too young for Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, I better start thinking of my future.
And you, because you had visited there before, you knew of it. And
yes, I had seen.
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, are you married?
I'm widowed, 32 years.
And your husband had no pension, right?
No.
Okay. Well, before you moved into Mays Lake Village, did you own your own home?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. And where'd you live?
Not too far from here in Hillside.
I see. And you left Hillside at that time. You were just struggling and feeling like...
Yes. I couldn't afford the taxes or the upkeep. Mm-hmm. It was only on the market a week.
Your house?
Yes, and it was sold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a blessing.
Yes. And then I wanted to get an apartment over there at Mays Lake, so I had to call them,
mm-hmm.
and be put on the short list.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have an apartment ready, and when I was ready to move, I had to go live with one of my sons for a couple of months till I had an apartment available at Mays Lake.
And did they still live in the area, or did they live in the area, your son?
No, they lived in Bartleston.
Oh, okay.
The one son.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have one son?
No, I have two sons and a daughter.
Any grandchildren?
I have five grandsons. I have a great-granddaughter and a great-grandson.
Oh, wow. Would you like to say hello to all of them out there?
Well, my great-grandchildren live in Madison, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
My grandson's a firefighter there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then my other grandchildren, they probably are close to listening to the radio if they're home.
If they're home. Are they still in school, or did school already get out?
Some are and some aren't. That's the problem.
I was just discussing that with someone the other day. Like, some schools get out the end of May. Some schools get out towards the middle of June.
Years ago, it was nice. Everybody got out at one time and went back at the same time.
Why do you love Mays Lake?
Well, where do I begin?
Tell us all.
Well, they have, as you see, you've met one of the wonderful people on the staff. From the administration to maintenance. They have a monthly birthday party with great entertainment. They have a wellness center, as Colleen has mentioned, and we get free blood checkups.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And, you know, we have a beautiful dining room, good food, and great service. We have a bank, And then we have the post office comes to Mays Lake. We have regular classes of ceramics, crafts, tai chi, arts, support groups, a community room where many people just pop in and play cards, a cast and crew club, which is completely resident-run, meaning it's run by residents for residents, and we put on shows for each other every month, a beautiful auditorium, Frigo Hall, where we enjoy most of our activities, bingo once a week, which is run by our men's club and is one of Mays Lake Village's fundraisers, a beautiful chapel called Our Lady's Chapel, and is open to all. Then we have, as we say, many, many social things. A yearly bazaar, you have people waiting at the door hours before it opens to buy delicious bakery goods, jewelry, crafts, and resident-made ceramics. Bus service with great schedule. It takes us to the railroad station, Westmont Library, shopping malls, local grocery stores, and more. Security guards on evenings, weekends, and holidays, so we feel very safe. Served by wonderful Westmont Police and Fire Department, and they've offered a Citizens Police and Fire Academy, which Fran and I are graduates of.
Okay. Now, would you recommend it? It sounds like you're pretty excited about it, so I would believe that you would recommend Mays Lake Village to others.
Yes, but I want people to know that we are not an old folks' home.
All right.
We are a very active group, and I told many people about Mays Lake Village. I have friends and former neighbors living at Mays Lake Village now, and more who are currently on the list.
Oh, that's so great. I really feel that, you know, if you can, you know, age in place or age well in place with your friends, what a great thing.
Right.
You also, I would like to know a little bit more about that cast and crew. Are you involved in that? I mean, do you do the shows? Are you one of the actresses?
I used to.
You used to?
Acting, but no, I don't do acting, but I'm involved handling the tickets, refreshments, and the ushering when we do have our shows, the marquee. But yes, we're members of cast and crew.
And the monthly birthday party, is that for like all birthdays in that month?
Correct. Yes.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, and it's great.
Now, what other activities are you involved in?
Well,
or not involved in, right?
Yeah. I'm a volunteer in various departments at Mays Lake, including which is our annual bazaar, which takes place the second weekend in October. I am the chairperson for the jewelry booth. It is one of the most popular booths at the bazaar. My great crew and I start working the first week of August. We clean, price, and pack all the jewelry one piece at a time. Residents, family, and friends all help by collecting and donating jewelry for our bazaar. The morning of the bazaar, people are waiting at the door hours before we open.
Wow. Is that the general public? It's open to the public?
Oh, yes.
You're going to have to let me know. I'll make sure that the week before that our listeners are reminded.
Right. I am a greeter for the Social Services Greeter Program. A greeter meets a new resident and gives them a greeter bag, which contains various welcome items and helpful information for new residents to make their transition to Mays Lake Village easier. I will introduce myself to them and give them a card with my name, apartment number, and my phone number. I will invite them to lunch in our dining room and to call me with any questions or if I could be of help to them in the very first few weeks after they move in. I answer questions about the programs and services at Mays Lake. I help our development department with mailings for our newsletter and fundraisers and help make deliveries for the departments to residents. I am a minister of hospitality in Our Lady's Chapel, which includes ushering. I post weekly activity sheets in my building on the bulletin boards for our life enrichment department. I distribute meal cards for our accounting department. I help our monthly coffee Sunday, which is held the second Sunday of the month for residents to socialize and enjoy coffee, tea, and goodies for only a dollar. I help out our yearly ice cream social, which will be coming up. I've been a member of the cast and crew from its start. I have performed in the marquee, as I've said, but now I gave up my acting days.
Is that all that you do?
I love every minute of it.
Oh, I can tell. Mm-hmm. That's why you're 80 years young.
Yeah.
Well, I would like for you to give our listeners out there your words of wisdom for the day. What would those be, Doris?
Well, I think, first of all, it's attitude in life. You got to do the best you could and enjoy today. Yesterday's gone, and we don't know about tomorrow, so take each day as it comes.
Well, thank you so much. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back after a commercial break. I have another resident from Mays Lake Village in Oak Brook that will be speaking with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. There's only one bottom line in weight loss, and that is you take in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more calories than that, you lose weight. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating works because we serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. If anybody calls and asks, "Do you guarantee I will lose weight?" You know what? We play no games. We tell them that if they order the 1,200 calorie plan and don't lose weight, they're either laying there in a coma not wearing off calories or they're cheating, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks, no contracts to sign. Find us on the internet at seattlesutton.com. For more information and your nearest location, call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating day or night. Call toll-free 800-442-DIET. That number again is 800-442-DIET. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
Americans lost billions in the stock market in recent years. Yet investors could have realized gains of as much as 100% without risk had they known about a unique strategy that WealthCare Consultants, located in Oak Brook, Illinois, calls the Silver Bullet. The Silver Bullet strategy safeguards your savings in three ways. First, your principal is guaranteed against loss. Second, your gains are protected against loss. Third, you pay no taxes on your gains. No risk, no taxes. What can be better than that? To learn more, write this phone number down now, 800-213-8469. Call today to schedule your confidential, no-obligation consultation with Timothy Frisby, President of WealthCare Consultants. Once again, that number is 800-213-8469. Call today. You and your money will be glad you did. The Silver Bullet Strategy safeguards your savings three ways.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And how is your nest egg doing? Is it in a risk-free and tax-efficient plan for your retirement? Contact WealthCare Consultants for their Silver Bullet strategy that protects your money from market risk as well as higher taxes. WealthCare's number is 630-368-1409. Their ad is also on the AgingInfoRadio.com website for easy access to their site. My next guest is another one of the Mays Lake residents, and that is Fran Evans. Welcome, Fran, to Aging Info Radio.
Well, hi. How are you, Sue?
I'm fine, and thank you for joining us today. Would you like to say hello to anyone out there?
Well, I did print out and give it to my daughter, the station number, and maybe they're listening, and my great-granddaughter.
And what is their name?
And I mentioned Sharon and David, her husband. And my great-granddaughter is, she might be in school, though. Lena, she's going to be going to Bremsen for a jazz contest, too.
Oh, that's great.
To compete in it. my granddaughter did adopt 3 Chinese children, so she is one of them. And they're all active there.
Now, you said your great-granddaughter?
Yes.
You look pretty young. How many years young are you?
I'm 91, going to be 92 in about 2 months.
I would have never, ever guessed that.
In our Maze Lake, I've met, it's amazing, it's a small world. I met Joe. He went to the same high school as I did. He's the same age, the same birthday, and we celebrate a lot together. And I call him my twin, only he's Italian and I'm Irish. So you figure that out.
Now, I heard that you moved up from Florida. How long have you been in Maze Lake? Or did you move from Florida and go right to Maze Lake?
I moved from Florida and went right to Maze Lake. I lived in Florida 20 years.
Okay. And how did you know about Maze Lake, or how did you hear about it?
Well, I knew Maze Lake was there, but I could never find how to get in there.
I can understand that.
I couldn't find the road. So a friend of mine moved into Maze Lake, and I was living in Florida, as I said, and I always came up in the summers, and I would visit her, and we would always go out to lunch. And I put my name on the long list, the short list, and whatever list they had. And one day, I got a call on the phone when I was in Florida that they had a bedroom apartment for me. And I says, I'll take it.
Oh, that's great.
Send me the information.
And that's 14 years ago, huh?
I'm here, yes, 15 years at Maze Lake.
And your children are, do you have children in the area?
Oh, yes. That's why I moved here.
You moved back for your...
I was 76. I was a widow at 42. And then about 56, my children were all out, you know, on their own. And I lost my job. And I figured the people in Florida are old and they're retired. And I can get a job there easy. Mm-hmm. So that's why I moved to Florida. And I did find a job. And I was very fortunate. I did remarry there. Had 13 happy years. And like I say, I lived there for 20 years. I was in real estate, which was good.
Now, you also at Maze Lake, you belong, or you're the actual president of Cast and Crew.
Oh, yes. I've been for 2 years now.
And tell us about that.
Well, the cast and crew, let's see, we started out from the Marquis, and I just have new nominating. I just made a nominating committee this last meeting, which is Monday. In fact, Doris is on our nominating committee. I said I'm too old to be president anymore. So... But the last 2 years have been great. I've enjoyed them. I think I had great officers, and I think we did a good job.
And how many shows a year do you do?
Oh, we put on a show every 2 years. And Phyllis used to be our activities director. But since she retired, there wasn't anyone on the staff that was qualified. So thank goodness. We had a volunteer, Marie Doria, and she's been doing the shows every 2 years.
I see, and that's a big event.
Oh, yes. It's opened to the public, and donations, of course, are at the door. And everybody enjoys them, and it's for the residents.
Oh, that's so great.
But we do have a good time.
Now, what would you say you like best about Maze Lake?
Oh, everything. Activities. I really am into a lot of activities. I don't know what to list first. And I guess I'm getting
You
off.
Keep busy, don't you?
Oh, yes. I'm out of the outside of... When I first moved, we used to go to the different concerts in the park. And now I am in, and we have quite a few cars. We belong to Joyful Voices in Westmont.
Mm-hmm.
And we sing the last, this y'all we're putting on, and it's sound, is that what we're putting on? Hey, I'm excused. I'm 91. I always say at this age, I can do what I want and do what I want.
You absolutely have earned every right to, right?
I feel I can. Anyway, we're putting on the show, and we do put on this show every year, and we sing, we go to all the retirement homes in the area. A week ago, we were at the Devon Shower. No, this week, we were at the Devon Shower. The time before, we were at Monarch Landing. Next week, we go to Western Springs. We put it on at Mays Lake. So, it's a big job.
Now, do you have a funny story you want to share with us, something about the Marquee in 2009?
Oh, 2009.
You in a sealed envelope. You were.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I get lost when I'm talking.
That's okay.
That was at the dinner. At well, you didn't put it in. Okay. Every month they used to, your friends I guess, put you in for resident of the month, and then at the March dinner at the Marriott. They open an envelope and they announce who's the resident of the year. And yes, in 2009, to my surprise, I was voted the resident of the year. I got up to accept the award, and thank God I invited my grandson and his wife to the dinner. My shoe fell apart. The whole soul fell off. And I had to take my shoes off and go up and accept the award at the podium to everybody's surprise. But they did laugh. And I did dance in my stocking feet.
And you loved every minute of it,
I love every minute. And I would recommend Mays Lake to anyone.
Oh, that's so great. Well, what would you give us today, Fran, for your words of wisdom?
Oh, at this age, I say thank you, God. Thank you. I'm glad I'm here. Enjoy. Do what you can. Enjoy life. And have fun.
Absolutely. And know that you don't need shoes to go anywhere, right?
No.
Thank you so much for being on Aging Info Radio. And I just want to ask Colleen something slipped by. You have a sister community out there. Did you want to let our listeners also know about that?
We do have a sister community. It's called Cedar Lake Village out in Plainfield. And it's not affordable housing out there, but we do offer spacious apartments of various sizes. We're at I-55 and Route 30 is our closest intersections out there. Give us a look online, cedarlake.com, and you can learn all about our sister community out there, also owned and operated by the Franciscans.
Well, thank you. And for our listeners out there, Mays Lake is located at 1801 35th Street in Oak Brook, and the easiest way to get there is if you are on Midwest Road and you are heading south from the Oak Brook area, you will come to 35th Street, and you'll turn left going east and go all the way to the end, and you'll find it tucked in there on the right-hand side. That's exactly how I found it, and it is a gem. Their website, once again, is mayslake.com, and the number is 630-850-8232. And I want to thank all three of you. My expert guest today, Colleen Sade, Assistant Director of Social Services, and Doris Rossetti, and Fran Evans, a resident at Mays Lake. And once again, it is the hidden gem of Oak Brook. Thank you to my listeners, my sponsors, WJJG AM 1530, and Jim, my most awesome programmer. Stay tuned in to WJJG AM 1530 next Thursday at 1 o'clock. Aging Info Radio will be back. And you make it a great day. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
drifting like a heart. Your father's days are lost to you. This is your time here to do what you will do. Your life is now.